The Brown County Playhouse opens its summer season with an entertainingly produced, intellectually smart, and winningly staged production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, directed by Jonathan Michelson. Patrons for the opening are greeted with a thrust stage decorated like a high school gym, complete with banners from athletic triumphs of years past. On the left is a set of mini bleachers for the contestants. A banner proclaiming the contest hangs in the center, and on the right there's the judges' table with the winner's trophy. Just behind the table, a tray of juice boxes, consolation for the losers. Guest artist Susan Owen played the gracious hostess Rona Peretti, a former spelling champion and current champion realtor. She shared her memories with the audience and her place at the judges' table with the school's assistant principal, played with charming nerdiness by Henry McDaniel. Guest Mitch Mahoney was the contest's rough-hewn designated consolation counselor. The contestants, all played by good actors from IU with plenty of stage and musical experience, were just about the sort of mix that you'd expect and were pleasantly surprised to welcome. Matt Birdsong was the overconfident, over-tester-owned kid. Mandy Strife had the interesting distinction of a lisp and two fathers. Russell Stout, acting a little like a young Harvey Mandel, was the goofy charmer. Matthew Martin was the abrasively overconfident fellow. Stephanie Cohen was the rock-solid automaton in a role usually reserved for an Asian American. Lovely Carol, in a role that was the best fit of any that I've seen for her, was the shy kid from the other side of the tracks. Each of the spellers had a distinctive style. A few were most memorable. Mandy Strife wrote her words on her arm and then signed the letters as she said them. Russell Stout's approach was to appear totally flabbergasted and then to seem to receive the answers from some sort of mechanical telegraph. Matthew Martin's spelling looked a bit like a graceful soft shoe. He traced the letters of each word with his foot. Lovely Carol seemed to whisper her guesses to her cupped hand before delivering them to the microphone. During the first part of the show, four members from the audience are recruited for some initial success and then to take a fall. Saturday night's good-natured guests included a man who looked as if he might be Mandy Strife's father and a young fellow who could be Henry McDaniel's brother. I expect that the cast of these roles will change from night to night. The music for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is adequate, and the cast sings it well. Saturday night's show had to contend with the pounding of a strong thunderstorm, but the storm couldn't be blamed for the poor sound reinforcement. Words were often lost, and the whole system seems to lack bass or mid-range. The show's rich in individual performances and does have highlights besides the individual word challenges. Fairly early in the evening, everyone on stage gives in to the tension with a wild swinging pandemonium scene in which the spellers and even the hostess, judge, and counselor all go a bit crazy. I also enjoyed a dream sequence with Lovely Carol imagining a warm scene with her ashram-residing mother and her equally missing truck driver father. The Brown County Playhouse's production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee continues with performances through July 4th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.